Good evening. The show begins tonight, a conversation with Elizabeth Peake about the markets, global markets, U.S. markets. The fourth quarter is the hesitation, also the time to account for how you did, selling, transforming your portfolio into something futuristic or safer. Risk on, risk off is what Liz and I talk about. It's an old standard on Wall Street. Risk off means don't take any chances, sell what you've got, take your winners, get out of the bad of the losers. Risk on is the exciting part. We call it also a bull run. We've been on one for some time. It peaked about mid-October, which is a little slow. Usually it comes the end of September. But it will work its way through. The gamblers will leave, and they'll come back when the market's bull running again. And the short-termers will fade away because they bought in high. You were up 25%, now you're up 16%. Who's sympathetic? Now we go to Europe, where Judy Dempsey in Berlin is most concerned with the fact that Europe cannot work together in anything meaningful, like the incident in the Polish rail line where dynamite was used to destroy the track, easily fixed, I'm told, but still pointing fingers at Ukrainians who fled into Belarus, meaning we're supposed to interpret this negatively. Russia did it. Maybe. I also talked to Gregory Copley, and he says very carefully, who benefits from sacrificing a rail line that was fixed in hours? Who benefits? Not Russia, because it's blamed. Not Poland, because it's always looking for an excuse to cross that line and whack at Russia. Ukraine gains. If there's a continuing enmity in Europe, it's a question. On to the big questions of China. I talked to Charles Burton, big feature piece in the Financial Times about China's unreliable statistics for years, from the beginning. Apparently in the 90s, I learned from the FT, invited the National Bureau of Statistics from Canada to come in and teach them how to give metrics that could generate a reliable GDP. But that's not the way China chose to do it. Good numbers were exaggerated, bad numbers were lost. So we've not had a good picture on China for many years. We pretended we did. We pretended it was growing. No certainty. And Charles Burton mentions how Canada contributed good numbers and did not take any conclusions from the bad numbers. Odd. More to learn there. Jonathan Schenzer joins about Saudi Arabia saying we need a two-state solution to settle Gaza, we'll pay for it. Always anxious about somebody gets his check out before the deal's made. Donald Trump's looking to impress Saudi Arabia to be a partner in the Gaza redevelopment. Trump's not a warfighter. He's a deal maker. Good for him. Right now, there's not obvious a deal in the Gaza. Hamas continues hostile to everyone. They're beat up very badly, probably won't recover, but they can have a burst of rage. And that is unacceptable to Jerusalem. We also speak, Jonathan Schenzer and I, of Syria, where the Russians in uniforms were invited in to Damascus and inspected southern Syria, or there was a team out there reported. Talk to the Americans, talk to the Russians, talk to the Turks. Don't talk to the Israelis or talk to the Israelis. Unknown. Al-Shar is making deals, but it doesn't add up to anything but a quiet moment in the chaos. Gregory Copley comments on the possible false flag operation in Poland, on MBS at the White House looking for a deal, and on what we generally describe as a situation in Venezuela that can go bad right quickly. I think they form of art once upon a time in the military was go sideways. It looks easy, so did the Bay of Pigs. We'll talk about it again with Jeffrey McCausland, the U.S. Army retired. Panama was an okay operation, getting one guy out. For George H.W. Bush, this does not look one guy one day. There's an apparatus that's kept the country under a boot heel for many years. It's not going away because the U.S. Marine Corps shows up. However, maybe they can talk Maduro out of his palace. Maybe. offer him something is the suggestion. But right now, he would have taken it by now if he was a Papa Doc fleeing kind. I observed from outside. Then a conversation with Mary Kissel about State Department dilemma in Venezuela, in Russia, in China. Talk or tangle? It's never that simple, but it can be reduced that way when you're talking about it from the outside. And Joseph Sternberg reviews the BBC, which is not just a TV show. It's an industry. Joe makes the cogent argument that the BBC establishes the mental furniture of being British. And the challenge to its credibility as a news purveyor is profoundly a strike at the whole of the culture. And the culture is vulnerable because they're changing. Immigration story is a shadow over the land. Keir Starmer is extremely unpopular with his own party. Nigel Farage in the background like an avenging angel. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. Good night.